Okay, so in the Parsha, in Perek, Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Alef, Yaakov Avinu is very afraid that he lost, his good luck has come up, but all the kindnesses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him with, he thought all his chusam are over, right? Rashi brings down the famous Medrash over here, right? Nismatu Zuchuyosai, Aideh HaChasonim HaEmes Shehasitzi Yimi, Lekach Ani Yorei. So, yes, Yaakov says, I'm afraid that my good luck ran out, and the Esav will be able to take me. We know Chazal said, what's the one thing Esav did good in his life? The one mitzvah he did keep it of him. Everyone knows that. You guys, the third grade kid. His big thing was Kibud Av Ve'Em. So I thought maybe we would do a Shaila and Kibud Av Ve'Em.
He also lived in Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, yeah, the Schus of Eretz Yisrael, very good. But everyone, the main thing everyone knows is of Kibud Av Ve'Em. So I thought we would do a Shaila and Kibud Av Ve'Em. The story goes, someone came to Rav Zilberstein and asked him the following question. He said he's a lawyer, and part of his law business is that he sends out a lot of letters. Sends a lot of letters through the mail. Nowadays, everyone, you know, it's email and anyone who sends letters, whatever, it's bills, whatever it is. But in this question, the lawyer sends out a lot of letters. Happened to be that his father also happened to be a mailman. He didn't realize until a certain point that who was the person delivering his letters, who was the person delivering the lawyer's letters? It was none other than his father. I mean, I don't know, having a mailman as a father, I don't really know that many people who are there to be Shomer Shabbos. And I said, but hypothetically, this guy says that his father was a mailman. So he asked Rav Zilberstein, is he obligated now to put his mail in a different mail in a different mailbox, so he doesn't make his father have the tircha to bring his mail and ship out his mail if he's causing, you know, because when it comes down to him, these mailbags are big. So is he obligated to switch mailboxes? So Zilberstein first off starts off quoting the Gemara in Kedushin with a certain on Mem Heyam and Aleph, a certain meeting between two fathers, and one of the fathers went over the other father and told him the following: let your daughter be married to my son through this cup of wine, Lamaisa, right? Through this cup of wine, through this kinyan of wine, let our children be married. So we know halachically a father of a daughter is able to have a daughter in mind to be able to marry her off. However, a father can only make a son if the son made the father the agent, right? The shliach. If the son can make the father the shliach, then the father could propose to another girl to be the shliach for his son. So the Gemara concludes and says that is this kinyan good? Is this marriage between what the two fathers just did between of the cup of wine, is it good? So the Gemara concludes the following. He says that even if the father of a daughter accepted the cup of wine, right? Because we know the father of a daughter can accept a marriage for his daughter. He says the marriage is still not good. Why is it not good? He says it's highly unlikely that a son would put his father in a demeaning position as a shliach for him to get married. Right? It's a low type of position that you're sending your father for you to get married. It's really putting down your father. So, if Zerbisi wanted to say, maybe you could say the same thing here. A son who's sending his father to be able to go get mail, it's putting the father down. That he's serving the son. Keep it up. It's the exact opposite. We have to serve our parents. So maybe you could say that maybe that's a position, a reason why you could say maybe the father, the son should not make his father have the tircha to send out his mail. However, Rav Zilberstein concluded and said that the two cases are different because when he's the mailman, that's his parnasa. The son didn't make him pick up his mail. That his parnasa is to be able to pick up all the mail in that building or in that surrounding area. He's not making him he's not putting him in a demeaning way or putting him down like the case in the Gemara where he would be having to, you know, make him a shlich to be able to marry for the son, making his father the shlich. That's not a demeaning position. But here, the mail, that's his parnasa. He didn't directly do something. So therefore, Rav Zilberstein said he has no obligation. But Rav Zilberstein ends up and says the following: he said if the son chose, out of his own sensitive feelings for his father and emotions of a karsa tova to his father, and he feels like he should, that's a midas chassidus, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu should bless him with tremendous brachas, but he's 100% not halachically obligated. So, Meretz Hashem, when it comes to our lives, we should be zocha, if we want to be able to fight off the Esav, the one thing that he does good in Kibud Av Ve'Em, we should try to, Meretz Hashem, pick up our own Kibud Av Ve'Em, and express our karsa tova to our parents, as Hashem has given. We know the Gemara says that Kibud Av Ve'Em, one of the rewards for Kibud Av Ve'Em is a long life. So, Be'ez Hashem, Shmizocha.